The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help us to better understand water issues.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring the deep roots and evolving role of flood irrigation in the San Joaquin Valley. Flood irrigation is one of the oldest agricultural practices in California. Its origins in the San Joaquin Valley trace back to the late 19th and early 20th centuries, when early farmers capitalized on the region's expansive flatlands and seasonal snowmelt from the Sierra Nevada. Back then, massive flows from the rivers like the Kings, Cahuilla, and the San Joaquin would be redirected into fields using rudimentary canals, often dug by hand or horse-drawn equipment. It was a low-cost, low-tech method that suited a time when labor was cheap, land was plentiful, and water appeared to be inexhaustible. This technology worked with gravity, flooding entire fields to saturate the soil. From alfalfa, cotton, and orchards, it provided a reliable but sometimes excessive means of delivering water. Fast forward to today, and flood irrigation remains surprisingly common in the valley. But the story has become more complicated. Water scarcity, increased pumping cost, regulatory pressures under the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, and the growing need for efficiency have all forced a reevaluation of how and when we flood fields. Flood irrigation may seem inefficient compared to more modern systems like drip or sprinkler irrigation. And it's true. Flood methods can result in significant water loss due to evaporation or runoff. But here's the twist. Under the right conditions, flood irrigation can actually help recharge groundwater. During wet years, when floodwaters are abundant, allowing them to soak into open fields can serve as a natural and cost-effective method of managed aquifer recharge. However, it's not without trade-offs. Fields used for recharge must be carefully selected to avoid contamination, especially where nitrates and pesticides linger. And flood irrigation, if overused or poorly managed, can contribute to salinity buildup, erosion, and waste for overwatering. This brings us to the growing interest in hybrid approaches. Some farmers now integrate flood methods for the winter recharge with precision drip systems during the growing season. As climate change intensifies, our hydrologic extremes bring deeper droughts and more erratic floods. The role of flood irrigation is evolving. No longer just an old-fashioned relic, it's now part of the broader toolkit for water resilience. When used strategically, it helps us turn a threat like floodwaters into an asset. The San Joaquin Valley, long defined by its ingenuity and grit, is once again at the forefront of reimagining how we manage water. Flood irrigation may have been born out of necessity, but its future lies in intentional, informed practices. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.